Okay, just take a few moments to sit back and or lie down and relax. And you can close your eyes. And just take some time to go through this experience to help to boost your immune system. Now, back in the 90s, there was a lot of research done on helping people to boost your immune system. And there were some researchers that went into different schools and they swabbed the children's mouths to find out what their current sort of immune activity is within their bodies. They then put them through a process, it was about 20 minutes or so. And then after that process, they gave them another swab. Just one of those sort of swabs that you chew on to get your saliva on it. And they analysed that and found a dramatic increase in the immune response. There is a video out there of a world famous hypnotherapist working with a man with AIDS. And this man has only been given a few weeks left to live. And he's asked, "So if there was one thing that I could do for you, what would it be?" And initially the man said, "Well, I'd love to be cured of AIDS." And so the therapist said, "So if that isn't possible, what else would you like?" And this man said, "Well, my T-cell count is very low. And if I could double my T-cell count, that would make me live longer. That would give me a greater chance of living longer." So this hypnotherapist identified when that doubling of the T-cells had to occur by. And it was 28 days later. So the hypnotherapist spent about 20 minutes working with this guy. And in a follow-up session 6 months later, this man that had AIDS said that his T-cell count had doubled. Dead on 28 days, he went to a doctor's and found out that his T-cell count had doubled. Now, there are many examples of people's immune systems being boosted. And with this track, it's going to help you to boost your immune system. It's going to help you to be able to fight infection easier, help you to recognize infection quicker, to ready all the necessary antibodies. So with your eyes closed, resting there, listening to me, being aware perhaps of other sounds, and the feeling of what it's like to be there, breathing in that unique way, the way that's unique to you. And you can begin to respond on an unconscious level to this process and to what I say here. And the more you use this track, the more your immune system can be comfortably boosted. Boosted in a safe way that allows your body to fight infections, fight any sort of invaders into the body, that allows your body to become more receptive to things that just don't seem right in the body, and to respond fully and honestly to dealing with those things. And so the more you listen to this, the better the effects can be. And throughout this process, there's a number of advanced techniques taking place on many levels, all designed to communicate with the different levels within you, because you have a conscious mind. That's the part of you that's aware of things on a day-to-day basis. That part of you that can only manage about 7 bits of information at once. And there's an unconscious part of you. And that's the part of you that makes sure the heart stays beating. Make sure you stay breathing, even when you're not paying attention to it. It's the part that is to do with cell regeneration. It keeps the right amount of oxygen being absorbed from your lungs into the blood. It runs all those sort of processes that are outside of your awareness. It's the part of you that, if you trip over, makes sure your hands go out in front of you to try and save yourself. And all the processes that occur on an unconscious level, we'll be able to pick up and respond to the different parts of what I say and the way I say things. And integrate them into you as a being. Now, boosting your immune system can not only help with fighting illnesses like flu and colds and infections. Boosting your immune system also helps with fighting things like cancer. And it's not the same as a cure. It's just when you have your immune system boosted, it's better able to deal with things that shouldn't be there. It's better able to tackle different invaders and to recognize anomalies. So now as you relax in your mind, just get a sense of wandering. A sense of wandering along a path. And you don't have to know where the path is leading. And as you wander along that path, part of you can associate the wandering along the path with relaxing. And I don't know if it'll be relaxing from the head down or the feet up, or perhaps relaxing with the hands first, or maybe the shoulders or the back of the neck. And so a part of you can begin to relax. And as you begin to relax, listening to my voice, you can begin to explore the possibilities of the unconscious mind. and it won't happen on a conscious level. Consciously, you can just continue to wander along the path. Perhaps noticing trees, bushes, plants. Perhaps being curious as to what that path is made of, and what it feels like to take each step. Whether there is a breeze, or whether the air is still. And while you wander along that path, just allowing your mind to create an experience for yourself. The unconscious part of you can just continue to listen to me. And as the unconscious part of you responds to me, and that conscious part continues to wander, change can happen. And you know that a field full of weeds can be cleared quickly if you get enough farmers in the field. And the farmers have the knowledge and the expertise to notice which plants are weeds and shouldn't be there, and which plants should be there. And it's interesting how it only takes one farmer to notice that there's some weeds in the field. And that farmer can call up the other farmers and they can all come and remove all the weeds. And an attentive gardener can be growing the most beautiful plants. And by being attentive, they can notice if there are any shoots of little weeds growing. And because they can notice this early, they can remove the weeds before they become a threat to the plants they're growing. And now on an unconscious level, you can begin to do a body scan. You can begin to scan from the head down. You can begin to be aware of the head, checking that everything's okay. And then scan down to the neck and out to the shoulders. And down into the arms, to the hands. And down the body, down the back. And down into the legs and the feet. And that scan can just happen over and over again, becoming deeper and deeper each time. And each time you scan, and it goes deeper and deeper, the unconscious mind can highlight any areas that don't match a sort of mental template of what the mind and body should look like, inside and outside. And to the conscious mind, those subtle differences might not show up, yet unconsciously, even the most minutest of changes, if it's related to a problem, can be detected. You know that many years ago there was a doctor who was able to look at people and tell them what they had wrong with them. And people thought that he was somehow mystical, that he somehow had psychic abilities or something. And he pointed out that he doesn't, that all it was to do with was his observation skills. He'd spent so many hours observing so many thousands of people that he could notice incredibly subtle differences between people visiting one time and visiting again. For example, if an infection makes someone's temperature rise, even just a small amount, their skin may be slightly redder. They might sweat slightly quicker. They might even dress slightly different because they're warmer. So they might dress with a top button undone, whereas previously perhaps they had a top button done up. And this doctor could pick up on those subtle signs and was able to tell what was wrong with the person. Now you know that if there was a war going on and an invading army were trying to conquer the land back in sort of medieval times, they'd conquer a bit of land and then they'd build a fort. And then they would set their sights on the next bit of land and they would conquer that and then build another fort. And all of these forts would need to be filled with fuel. The people in them would need food. They would need wood for burning, for heat. They would need water. And if you're outnumbered and you believe you don't have a chance, you're not likely to win by attacking the fort directly. The walls would be too tough. You wouldn't be likely to get in. Yet, if you get close to the fort and seal the entrance from the outside, nothing can get out, and nothing else can get in. So eventually everything inside the fort dies. Alternatively, you can stay well back if it's a dangerous fort. And as soon as you see someone approaching the fort to take them food, or to get the water into the fort, or to get wood and other things for energy into the fort, you can stop them, or perhaps kill them. And by not letting any food or water or energy into the fort, again, everything in the fort dies. And once everything in the fort has died, it begins to rot and decay and turn bad. So you can send in a cleanup crew, all dressed to remain safe, so wearing face masks and gloves and things like that. And that cleanup crew can go in and dispose of the remains of the fort safely. Now, although you want to be able to boost your immune system, It isn't constructive to have it boosted all the way, all the time. If you had an army of 100,000 troops, and you thought, right, we've got to be ready for battle, and you kept all 100,000 troops wide awake all the time, they'd become exhausted. And then when a battle occurs, they'd be weaker. Even though on the surface it seems like it was boosted because there's more of them already there. Whereas if you had the same number of troops, but instead you only had a few hundred of them that was specialized to watch out for anything that changes or anything that moves, those few hundred can spread out all over the land. And if any of them notice something out of the ordinary, they can alert a few thousand nearby troops who can put some troops just next to them on red alert just in case they're needed. And those few thousand troops can go and investigate. And if anything happens to those troops, if a battle takes place, or if the troops have gone too long, then a large number of the other troops can flood down to that battle, overwhelm it and take over, and defeat the invader. Yet the whole time, most of the troops were able to rest. And it was just getting an appropriate system in place to recognize the first signs of something being different. To investigate that difference and to have an army ready to go if it was suddenly needed. And as you continue to listen to me and you continue to relax, a part of you may wonder what my stories mean, what my examples mean, while another part of you will understand fully how to absorb and integrate what I say into who you are. Now, some people listen to tracks like this and like to have a sign to let them know that infection is being fought. Some people find that it comes across as like a warmth, just where the infection's being fought. Other people find that it's like a tingling. And other people find it's a different sensation. And you can just imagine now that you got a little person in your mind, and they've got a console in front of them that has a variety of switches. And one of the switches is to boost your immune system. You can just get a sense of that person in your mind reaching over and raising that immune system up into the level of peak efficiency, peak performance, peak effectiveness. And the more the immune system raises, the more relaxed you can become. And the more relaxed you become, the more your immune system can raise up and be boosted. And you can take time now to relax. And each time you breathe out, you can just relax deeper and deeper in your own special way, in a way that is unique to you. And I don't know if it will be physical relaxation first or psychological relaxation. And you can now just again scan down the body. And this time just get a sense of placing, a sort of a monitoring troop at regular intervals throughout your entire body, so that each one is in sight of another one. And all of these monitoring troops that you can place within your body, from the top of your head right down to the tips of your toes, throughout the whole of your body, can all see the troops around them. So if any of the troops around them disappear, or suddenly disappear from view, or change in some way, then the troops that notice that can immediately rally up an army and attack whatever the invader is and go to help that troop member that was in distress. And even if it's something they don't recognize, or something that they don't have a specialized troop member to go and deal with, they can be intelligent and find a creative way of dealing with them. And it could be just by starving them off, by trapping them in an area and not letting them through. There are many examples throughout history where people that are no match for someone else somehow manage to win, even though they're not specialized to have taken on the fight. And they do so by being creative and finding an alternative way of using their strengths and what they have capable to them and what they've got available. So if all they can do is stop food getting through to that invader, then that's what they'll do. If the invader is in disguise as one of the troops and manages to infect each troop member that it touches, then the troops will find a creative way of making sure that's not possible. Or a creative way of noticing the subtle difference between the invading troop and the genuine troop members. And your unconscious mind can now just take a few more moments to relax and to make changes on the mind and body level. Even making changes right down to the DNA. Because again, the troops can turn on or off different genes within the DNA so that they can give themselves, or give you as a mind and body, a different expression to the invader. So now your mind and body can just take some time while you relax peacefully and quietly. To boost your immune system and its effectiveness And then only when your unconscious mind has done that for you, will you begin to feel that it's time to open your eyes and come back to the room. And the more you listen to this track, the more effective everything on it becomes. And the more you listen to this track, the more effective your immune system becomes. And each time you listen to this track, your unconscious mind can learn something new and helpful for yourself.